This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives have unveiled legislation authorizing the next phase of the impeachment inquiry against U.S. President Donald Trump. AP's Ed Donahue reports a vote is expected on Thursday.
The resolution calls for open hearings, with a final recommendation on impeachment left to the House Judiciary Committee. Minority Whip Steve Scalise says this is a Soviet-style impeachment process. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will wait and see.
See if it passes, frankly, the smell test of providing the kind of due process protections that the president and his team are certainly entitled to.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is tired of the complaints from President Trump.
Sometimes you wonder how low this president can go, but he keeps getting lower and lower.
Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says Democrats are trying to put a cloak of legitimacy around the impeachment process.
They can't fix it. The process is broken. It's tainted.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Embattled Lebanese Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri announced his resignation Tuesday after 2 weeks of unprecedented anti-government protests demanding political reform. Khaled Jordi, a Lebanese anti-government protester, tells the AP he's delighted Prime Minister Hariri is handing in his resignation and hopes others will follow.
We are going to not come out of the streets until the government steps down and a new government is going to come up, that they are professionals and they don't belong to any sectarianism, to any political association with any of the ones that we have currently.
The prime minister's resignation came 2 weeks after people launched a largely peaceful protest movement. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed bipartisan legislation sanctioning Turkish officials involved in the decision to invade northern Syria and perpetrate human rights abuses against the Kurds. This is VOA News. On the first anniversary of a Boeing 737 MAX crashing in Indonesia, the company is apologizing while being grilled on Capitol Hill. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
It was the first of two crashes within about 7 months that killed 346 people.
Both of these accidents were entirely preventable.
Senator Roger Wicker chairing the first congressional hearing since then, where a Boeing executive appeared, with CEO Dennis Muhlenberg saying it's very sorry.
We've made mistakes and we got some things wrong.
Senators blasted Boeing over a flight control system implicated in both crashes. Richard Blumenthal says Boeing lobbied the FAA to keep an explanation of the system out of pilot manuals and training, and then blamed pilots for the crashes.
Those pilots never had a chance.
Muhlenberg says Boeing's working on fixes and hopes the MAX will fly again by year's end. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The NCAA appears to be moving toward allowing college athletes to cash in on their fame. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The NCAA Board of Governors voted unanimously to clear the way for the amateur athletes to benefit from the use of their name, image, and likeness. The NCAA has long barred players from hiring agents and has steadfastly refused to allow players to be paid by their schools. But that's being challenged by states. A California law set to take effect in 2023 would prevent athletes from losing their scholarships or being kicked off their teams for signing endorsement deals. Now, board chair Michael Drake says the NCAA realizes it must embrace change to provide the best possible experience for college athletes. I'm Ben Thomas.
California's largest utility company began to shut off power to millions of people as hundreds of firefighters struggled to contain wildfires on Tuesday. Pacific Gas and Electric said the latest round of blackouts will affect some 1.5 million people in 29 counties in the northern half of the state. The blackouts are aimed at preventing wildfires sparked by electrical equipment. A fire broke out Monday near the Getty Museum on the west side of Los Angeles in Southern California. That fire forced thousands to evacuate. And a senior official in Afghanistan announced Tuesday that under a new peace plan, the government will not seek any more unconditional negotiations with the Taliban and will require that a ceasefire last at least 1 month before initiating any peace process with the insurgent group. Hamdullah Mohib, the advisor to President Ashraf Ghani on national security, revealed the details of the plan at a news conference. Mohib said the government has made the ceasefire a precondition because insurgents don't maintain unity of their command and don't control the war. Marissa Milton, VOA News.